This is the reading for October 5th. Jeremiah chapter 51. I will soon cause a destroying wind to blow against Babylon and the Babylonian people. I will send foreign people to destroy Babylon like a wind that blows chaff away. They will destroy the land. Armies will surround the city when the day of disaster comes upon her. Don't let the Babylonian soldiers prepare their bows to shoot. Don't even let them put on their armor. Don't feel sorry for the young men of Babylon, but completely destroy her army. They will be killed in the land of the Babylonians and will die in her streets. The Lord God All-Powerful did not leave Israel and Judah, even though they were completely guilty in the presence of the Holy One of Israel. Run away from Babylon and save your lives. Don't stay and be killed because of Babylon's sin. It is time for the Lord to punish Babylon. He will give Babylon the punishment she deserves. Babylon was like a gold cup in the Lord's hand that made the whole earth drunk. The nations drank Babylon's wine, so they went crazy. Babylon has suddenly fallen and been broken. Cry for her. Get balm for her pain, and maybe she can be healed. Foreigners in Babylon say, "We tried to heal Babylon, but she cannot be healed." So let us leave her and each go to his own country. Babylon's punishment is as high as the sky. It reaches to the clouds. The people of Judah say, "The Lord has shown us to be right. Come, let us tell in Jerusalem what the Lord our God has done." Sharpen the arrows, pick up your shields. The Lord has stirred up the kings of the Medes because he wants to destroy Babylon. The Lord will punish them as they deserve for destroying his temple. Lift up a banner against the walls of Babylon. Bring more guards. Put the watchmen in their places and get ready for a secret attack. The Lord will certainly do what he has planned and what he said he would do against the people of Babylon. People of Babylon, you live near much water and are rich with many treasures. But your end as a nation has come. It is time to stop you from robbing other nations. The Lord All-Powerful has promised in his own name. Babylon, I will surely fill you with so many enemy soldiers. They will be like a swarm of locusts. They will stand over you and shout their victory. The Lord made the earth by his power. He used his wisdom to build the world and his understanding to stretch out the skies. When he thunders, the waters in the skies roar. He makes clouds rise in the sky all over the earth. He sends lightning with the rain and brings out the wind from his storehouses. People are so stupid and know so little. Goldsmiths are made ashamed by their idols because those statues are only false gods. They have no breath in them. They are worth nothing. People make fun of them. When they are judged, they will be destroyed. But God, who is Jacob's portion, is not like the idols. He made everything, and he chose Israel to be his special people. The Lord All-Powerful is his name. You are my war club, my battle weapon. I use you to smash nations. I use you to destroy kingdoms. I use you to smash horses and riders. I use you to smash chariots and drivers. I use you to smash men and women. I use you to smash old people and young people. I use you to smash young men and young women. I use you to smash shepherds and flocks. I use you to smash farmers and oxen. I use you to smash governors and officers. But I will pay back Babylon and all the Babylonians for all the evil things they did to Jerusalem in your sight, says the Lord. The Lord says, Babylon, you are a destroying mountain, and I am against you. You have destroyed the whole land. I will put my hand out against you. I will roll you off the cliffs, and I will make you a burned-out mountain. People will not find any rocks in Babylon big enough for cornerstones. People will not take any rocks from Babylon to use for the foundation of a building, because your city will be just a pile of ruins forever, says the Lord. Lift up a banner in the land. Blow the trumpet among the nations. Get the nations ready for battle against Babylon. Call these kingdoms of Ararat, Mene, and Ashkenaz to fight against her. Choose a commander to lead the army against Babylon. Send so many horses that they are like a swarm of locusts. Get the nations ready for battle against Babylon, the kings of the Medes, their governors and all their officers and all the countries they rule. The land shakes and moves in pain because the Lord will do what He has planned to Babylon. He will make Babylon an empty desert where no one will live. Babylon's warriors have stopped fighting. They stay in their protected cities. Their strength is gone and they have become like frightened women. Babylon's houses are burning. The bars of her gates are broken. One messenger follows another. Messenger follows messenger. They announce to the king of Babylon that his whole city has been captured. The river crossings have been captured and the swamplands are burning. All of Babylon's soldiers are terribly afraid. This is what the Lord All-Powerful, the God of Israel, says. The city of Babylon is like a threshing floor where people crush the grain at harvest time. The time to harvest Babylon is coming soon. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has defeated and destroyed us. In the past, he took our people away and we became like an empty jar. He was like a giant snake that swallowed us. He filled his stomach with our best things. Then he spit us out. Babylon did terrible things to hurt us. Now let those things happen to Babylon, says the people of Jerusalem. The people of Babylon killed our people. Now let them be punished for what they did, says Jerusalem. So this is what the Lord says. I will soon defend you, Judah, and make sure that Babylon is punished. I will dry up Babylon's sea and make her springs become dry. Babylon will become a pile of ruins, a home for wild dogs. People will be shocked by what happened there. No one will live there anymore. Babylon's people roar like young lions. They growl like baby lions. While they are stirred up, I will give a feast for them and make them drunk. They will shout and laugh, and they will sleep forever and never wake up, says the Lord. I will take the people of Babylon to be killed. They will be like lambs, like sheep and goats waiting to be killed. How Babylon has been defeated. The pride of the whole earth has been taken captive. People from other nations are shocked at what happened to Babylon, and the things they see make them afraid. The sea has risen over Babylon. Its roaring waves cover her. Babylon's towns are ruined and empty. It has become a dry desert land, a land where no one lives. People do not even travel through Babylon. I will punish the god Baal in Babylon. I will make him spit out what he has swallowed. Nations will no longer come to Babylon. Even the wall around the city will fall. Come out of Babylon, my people. Run for your lives. Run from the Lord's great anger. Don't lose courage. Rumors will spread through the land, but don't be afraid. One rumor comes this year, and another comes the next year. There will be rumors of terrible fighting in the country, of rulers fighting against rulers. The time will surely come when I will punish the idols of Babylon, and the whole land will be disgraced. There will be many dead people lying all around. Then heaven and earth and all that is in them will shout for joy about Babylon. They will shout because the army comes from the north to destroy Babylon, says the Lord. Babylon must fall because she killed people from Israel. She killed people from everywhere on earth. You who have escaped being killed with swords, leave Babylon. Don't wait. Remember the Lord in the faraway land and think about Jerusalem. We people of Judah are disgraced because we have been insulted. We have been shamed because strangers have gone into the holy places of the Lord's temple. So the Lord says, the time is coming soon when I will punish the idols of Babylon. Wounded people will cry with pain all over that land. Even if Babylon grows until she touches the sky, and even if she makes her highest city strong, I will send people to destroy her, says the Lord. Sounds of people crying are heard in Babylon. Sounds of people destroying things are heard in the land of the Babylonians. The Lord is destroying Babylon and making the loud sounds of the city become silent. Enemies come roaring in like ocean waves. The roar of their voices is heard all around. The army has come to destroy Babylon. Her soldiers have been captured and their bows are broken, because the Lord is a God who punishes people for the evil they do. He gives them the full punishment they deserve. I will make Babylon's rulers and wise men drunk, and her governors, officers, and soldiers too. Then they will sleep forever and never wake up, says the king, whose name is the Lord All-Powerful. This is what the Lord All-Powerful says. Babylon's thick wall will be completely pulled down, and her high gates burned. The people will work hard, but it won't help. Their work will only become fuel for the flames. This is the message that Jeremiah the prophet gave to the officer Sariah, son of Neriah, who was the son of Messiah. Sariah went to Babylon with Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fourth year Zedekiah was king of Judah. His duty was to arrange the king's food and housing on the trip. Jeremiah had written on a scroll all the terrible things that would happen to Babylon. All these words about Babylon. Jeremiah said to Sariah, "As soon as you come to Babylon, be sure to read this message so all the people can hear you. Then say, 'Lord, you have said that you will destroy this place so that no people or animals will live in it. It will be an empty ruin forever.' After you finish reading this scroll, tie a stone to it and throw it into the Euphrates River. Then say, 'In the same way, Babylon will sink and will not rise again because of the terrible things I will make happen here. Her people will fall.'" The words of Jeremiah end here. Jeremiah chapter 52. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he was king in Jerusalem for 11 years. His mother's name was Hamutal, daughter of Jeremiah, and she was from Libnah. Zedekiah did what the Lord said was wrong, just as Jehoiakim had done. All this happened in Jerusalem and Judah because the Lord was angry with them. Finally, he threw them out of his presence. Zedekiah turned against the king of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, marched against Jerusalem with his whole army. They made a camp around the city and built devices all around the city walls to attack it. This happened on Zedekiah's 9th year, 10th month, and 10th day as king. And the city was under attack until Zedekiah's 11th year as king. By the 9th day of the 4th month, the hunger was terrible in the city. There was no food for the people to eat. Then the city wall was broken through, and the whole army of Judah ran away at night. They left the city through the gate between the two walls by the king's garden. Even though the Babylonians were surrounding the city, Zedekiah and his men headed toward the Jordan Valley. But the Babylonian army chased King Zedekiah and caught him in the plains of Jericho. All of his army was scattered from him. So the Babylonians captured Zedekiah and took him to the king of Babylon at the town of Riblah in the land of Hamath. There he passed sentence on Zedekiah. At Riblah, the king of Babylon killed Zedekiah's sons as he watched. The king also killed all the officers of Judah. Then he put out Zedekiah's eyes and put bronze chains on him and took him to Babylon. And the king kept Zedekiah imprisoned there until the day he died. Nebuzaradan, commander of the king's special guards and servant of the king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem on the 10th day of the 15th month. This was in Nebuchadnezzar's 19th year as king of Babylon. Nebuzaradan set fire to the temple of the Lord, the palace, and all the houses of Jerusalem. Every important building was burned. The whole Babylonian army, led by the commander of the king's special guards, broke down all the walls around Jerusalem. Nebuzaradan, the commander of the king's special guards, took captive some of the poorest people, those who were left in Jerusalem, those who had surrendered to the king of Babylon, and the skilled craftsmen who were left in Jerusalem. But Nebuzaradan left behind some of the poorest people of the land to take care of the vineyards and fields. The Babylonians broke into pieces the bronze pillars, the bronze stands, and the large bronze bowl called the Sea, which were in the temple of the Lord. Then they carried all the bronze pieces to Babylon. They also took the pots, shovels, wick trimmers, bowls, dishes, and all the bronze objects used to serve in the temple. The commander of the king's special guards took away bowls, pans for carrying hot coals, large bowls, pots, lampstands, pans, and bowls used for drink offerings. He took everything that was made of pure gold or silver. There was so much bronze that it could not be weighed. Two pillars, the large bronze bowl called the sea with the 12 bronze bulls under it, and the movable stands which King Solomon had made for the temple of the Lord. Each of the pillars was about 27 feet high, 18 feet around, and hollow inside. The wall of each pillar was 3 inches thick. The bronze capital on top of the one pillar was about 7.5 feet high. It was decorated with a net design and bronze pomegranates all around it. The other pillar also had pomegranates and was like the first pillar. There were 96 pomegranates on the sides of the pillars. There was a total of 100 pomegranates above the net design. The commander of the king's special guards took as prisoners Seraiah the chief priest, Zephaniah the priest next in rank, and the 3 doorkeepers. He also took from the city the officer in charge of the soldiers, 7 people who advised the king, the royal secretary, who selected people for the army, and 60 other men from Judah who were in the city when it fell. Nebuzaradan the commander took these people and brought them to the king of Babylon at the town of Riblah. There at Riblah in the land of Hamath, the king had them killed. So the people of Judah were led away from their country as captives. This is the number of the people Nebuchadnezzar took away as captives. In the 7th year, 3,023 Jews. In Nebuchadnezzar's 18th year, 832 people from Jerusalem. In Nebuchadnezzar's 23rd year, Nebuzaradan, commander of the king's special guards, took 745 Jews as captives. In all, 4,600 people were taken captive. Jehoiakim, king of Judah, was in prison in Babylon for 37 years. The year Evil-Merodach became king of Babylon, he let Jehoiakim, king of Judah, out of prison. He set Jehoiakim free on the 25th day of the 12th month. Evil-Merodach spoke kindly to Jehoiakim and gave him a seat of honor above the seats of the other kings who were with him in Babylon. So Jehoiakim put away his prison clothes, and for the rest of his life he ate at the king's table. Every day the king of Babylon gave Jehoiakim an allowance. This lasted as long as he lived, until the day Jehoiakim died.
Chapter 12.
Brothers and sisters, because of God's compassion toward us, I encourage you to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, dedicated to God and pleasing to Him. This kind of worship is appropriate for you. Don't become like the people of this world. Instead, change the way you think. Then you will always be able to determine what God really wants, what is good, pleasing, and perfect. Because of the kindness that God has shown me, I ask you not to think of yourselves more highly than you should. Instead, your thoughts should lead you to use good judgment based on what God has given each of you as believers. Our bodies have many parts, but these parts don't all do the same thing. In the same way, even though we are many individuals, Christ makes us one body and individuals who are connected to each other. God in His kindness gave each of us different gifts. If your gift is speaking God's word, make sure what you say agrees with the Christian faith. If your gift is serving, then devote yourself to serving. If it is teaching, devote yourself to teaching. If it is encouraging others, devote yourself to giving encouragement. If it is sharing, be generous. If it is leadership, lead enthusiastically. If it is helping people in need, help them cheerfully. Love sincerely. Hate evil. Hold on to what is good. Be devoted to each other like a loving family. Excel in showing respect for each other. Don't be lazy in showing your devotion. Use your energy to serve the Lord. Be happy in your confidence. Be patient in trouble and pray continually. Share what you have with God's people who are in need. Be hospitable. Bless those who persecute you. Bless them and don't curse them. Be happy with those who are happy. Be sad with those who are sad. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be arrogant, but be friendly to humble people. Don't think that you are smarter than you really are. Don't pay people back with evil for the evil they do to you. Focus your thoughts on those things that are considered noble. As much as it is possible, live in peace with everyone. Don't take revenge, dear friends. Instead, let God's anger take care of it. After all, Scripture says, "I alone have the right to take revenge. I will pay back," says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. If you do this, you will make him feel guilty and ashamed. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil with good.